You're listening to The Moment, an interview podcast series on life. We interview and capture conversations with creative minds, thought leaders, disruptors, and the people that are doing what they love while challenging the status quo. You can find the show notes on our website, themomenthq.com, and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. But for now, let's dive into The Moment. Hello and welcome to the Moment HQ podcast number 47. My name is Monica Cade and I am your host. Now, my guests today are the Two Fit guys, Jake and Josh from Two Fit USA. Their story begins with an endless pursuit to find and properly fuel their active lifestyles with products that would better their performance, but nothing met their standards. So post years of research, self-study and experimentation, they felt it was their duty to bring trust, transparency, quality and efficacy to an industry that is seemingly void of it. They're the creators of the all-natural, sugar-free, gluten and chemical-free Moxie Natural Pre-Workout and Rally Post-Workout. So let's find out more on their life-changing stories. Hi guys, thanks for joining me.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks, Monica.
Yeah, we're excited about this.
Awesome. So take me back. How did this adventure between you both begin?
Well, we met at a bar. That's how most things begin, isn't it?
Sadly, that's a true story. But, awesome. Yeah, Josh's wife was there. She was the instigator. But so
she set us up.
Basically, she didn't know what she was getting into at the time. But so I was actually in grad school at the time, and Caroline was in the same program I was in. Caroline's Josh's wife, and we had all decided to go out for some drinks after class one night. And Josh tagged along. I don't know how he got drug into that, but he was there, and we recognized each other. We were both going to the same gym, mm-hmm. and started working out together after that. And talking, you know, business supplements, realized we viewed a lot of the things in life the same way, kind of life philosophy, and especially when it comes to nutrition, fitness, and working out. And, you know, eventually it just kind of came to a head where I'd actually quit taking supplements myself just because I didn't trust what was out there, didn't trust the marketplace. You know, some products that I'd been taking actually end up, you know, killing some people, sending them into cardiac arrest, et cetera. And so I'd kind of ruled them out. So I didn't feel like I could trust much. Josh was really on a whole different route. He had actually started making his own products when he was like 13, 14, like a little chemist, you know, the whole time. So we linked up and kind of worked off of what he had already had in the works.
Yeah.
And, you know, realized that there was a real need in the marketplace for good, clean, natural products that people could trust and do what they said they were going to do. We're totally transparent. Mm-hmm. And we said, hey, let's just do this for real. So,
yeah, if I can share the story a little bit on – so we had already been talking about kind of the big picture, what we wanted to do. And for me, my background is, like Jake had mentioned, I started making products when I was really young. I just kind of gravitated towards that and wanted to always merge this field of nutrition and entrepreneurship. And, the name really, Two Fit, came from Jake called me one night. I remember sitting at my kitchen table. I think I was working on a blog post or something at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was in the dark. He calls me. And it's like probably almost 10 o'clock at night. And that was kind of odd. He's calling me pretty late. And I pick up the phone. He said, hey, you know, I got the name. And I was like, what is it? And he said, we're going to be the Two Fit guys. And, you know, the company can be Two Fit. And mm-hmm. from there, it just clicked for both of us. And we've really built that as a mindset much more so than just a supplement company, and trying to share that message of, you know, living a Two Fit life.
Mm. So tell the audience, what does a Two Fit life look like for you guys then?
So to share the definition with you, Two Fit, we came up with ourselves, was actively pursuing a state of health and well-being beyond perceived limitations. Mm-hmm. And we feel like that really encompasses kind of all aspects of life. So whether that be at work, with your family time, fitness, obviously, nutrition, mental performance, you name it, kind of all enveloped into this Two Fit mindset.
That's awesome. I love that you use perceived limitations. I know whenever I write my blog posts, and if I'm talking about, you know, our limitations, because, you know, we have such great human potential, but we place these limitations on ourselves and they are perceived. And it's only when we push beyond those boundaries that we realize that they're not real. They're just our minds made them up.
Yeah, exactly. Every limitation out there that we've ever come across has only been self-imposed. You know, it's really only in your head.
So tell me, what's the process of creating your products? Because I, you know, you've touched on it just briefly, but obviously, you know, you've put a lot of dedication. It wasn't just something that you just threw together. How long did the process take, and was it frustrating? What was the journey like?
I'll let Jay kind of take more a little bit of the journey. I think he enjoys telling some of the horror stories along the way. Building, if you're talking just the products, you know, building a nutritional product, there's a lot that goes into it behind the scenes, because you have to understand, you know, how different ingredients, you know, interact with each other, what's safe, what isn't safe. Everything we do is really rooted in nature, but also in the scientific efficacy of those ingredients, and having solid clinical trials and human studies, and putting things out there that really do make a difference from a performance standpoint. And so when you look at formulating, you just kind of go from, okay, what is it that I'm trying to solve here? What is it I'm trying to improve, increase? And you just build the foundation from there. Mm-hmm. And then it's just understanding the ingredients and the components that go into it. Actually taking a product to market is the hardest part. I really enjoy formulating. The formulating is probably the easiest part. Mm-hmm. When you really understand the science, nutrition, and you stay on top of all the leading news and research. But the taking a product to market, I think, is one of the hardest things that any entrepreneur can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, just to talk about some of these horror stories that you'd mentioned, really that comes into play, because once you have a formula that you want to create, you have to find a contract manufacturer to actually produce that for you, you know, bottle it for you, and then get that in your hands so you can distribute it to your sales channels. And so
there's a lot of links in the chain. A
lot of links in the chain. Unless you just want to open up your own manufacturing process from the get-go, which takes a lot of capital, a lot of time, and a lot of know-how. So we went through the contract manufacturing route, and that was by far the most frustrating part of it for me. I feel we visited so many of these manufacturers, and you know, you hear all these horror stories that I'd heard about the supplement industry were sadly true. You know, right. We get to these places, and some places they're receiving the raw ingredients, just bay doors open while the line's being run right there. You know, just really bad practices in these places. They're not labeling products because they know that the owners of these companies are going to put ingredients in there that won't be on the label. And so those are chemicals that end up sending these people into cardiac arrest. And that's why there's vice presidents of huge companies right now that are facing life in prison because they've, you know, frauded the consumer. And so, like I said, that was probably the hardest and most frustrating part of the process. I mean, we traveled the country just trying to find the right manufacturer. And even, you know, there was one that was kind of courted in our business for a while. And now that we're in this business for a couple of years, it comes out that this place was supposedly in New York. When you looked them up on Google Maps, it took you to like an access road off the highway. Nothing was there. And then come to find out, this guy wasn't even using his real name when he was talking to us.
Wow.
Yeah, he was using like a false identity and a broker name. And of course, when you're trying to put a bid out for a product to be made, you're kind of, you know, narrowing that down, and you have multiple plates spinning because, you know, if one manufacturer can't get it done or you have a hiccup in, you know, supply chain, then you have to have options. And so you're going through all that. And obviously, once you get those streams going and you're, you know, producing the products and your marketing channels are good and you have distribution, those things, you know, then it's just about growing the company and scalability. But yeah, developing a new product, taking it to market, it's a lot of fun and it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, I can absolutely imagine. And I understand, I mean, I love the fact that you guys really care about what you're putting in the ingredients, because I remember quite a few years back, I was doing some serious training, and I remember, you know, when I was just reading up on all the supplements and just reading labels and educating myself around it, I was so shocked to see all the stuff that was going in it. And people around me were training and using like pre-workouts that were filled with all this crap. And I was just shocked, you know, and they would talk to me about how they were feeling. And I'm saying, that's because you're putting this stuff in your body. It's no wonder that your heart is racing like to almost palpitations. Like, do you know what you're doing to your body? So it's nice to know, excuse me, that you guys are putting something out there that's healthy for people's bodies and actually makes a difference to their performance as well.
Yeah, it doesn't make anyone more furious than Jake and myself to hear horror stories or to read about them or to hear even a professional athlete getting in trouble and suspended for 2 years. And it just aggravates me to the bone, because that's why we do what we do, is to build, not only spread the two-fit message and that mindset, but to make the best products in the world. Mm. And, you know, it's definitely... it is on the consumer to have some sort of education when they're going to put something in their body, but it's also, we view it too, like the company that is putting that product on the shelf or the store who is selling that product, they also have a service to the consumer that they aren't misleading them. And that's one of the concerning things in the industry as well, that we really want to tackle on the educational piece behind 2Fit. You know, when a consumer goes into a store, it's viewed as a health store. You know, if you're going to a supplement shop or a mom and pop health chain, most people assume that the products in there are healthy. That's why they're going there.
Yeah.
And the truth is 90% of them probably shouldn't be taken by anyone. And that doesn't mean that every product out there is bad and that ours is the only safe one. That's not the case. Mm. It's just that we truly believe that, you know, we are here to make the best products out there.
Yeah, Monica, like you were talking about, just people's heart rates and that stuff, we can't tell you how many times we've been at an event and we're handing out our pre-workout, our pre-activity, and these girls will come by the booth and say, oh, no way, I can't even take a sample. I took my boyfriend's pre-workout one time, and I didn't sleep for 3 days. You know, I didn't even know who I was.
Yeah.
You know, you hear that all the time, and that's just, it's so sad.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. I remember I had one experience as well where, I don't know, I think someone gave me a sample and I wasn't really into taking it, but I thought, oh, look, I'll try it. And I mixed it with the water. I took one sip and I like spat it out because like I could feel it like burning my throat. And I was like,
oh, gosh.
How do people do this? It was just crazy. Blows my mind.
What type of training do you typically do over there in Australia?
Well, more recently I've been into CrossFit. But at that time I was training with a trainer for preparing for a bodybuilding competition just that time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you know Kara Webb then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you guys are really focused on a clean lifestyle. What does that look like in your lives?
Well, that's a great question. A clean lifestyle. Clean lifestyle just kind of makes me think of, purity, you know, kind of like pure intentions with everything you do and being intentional and just making sure that you're giving yourself the best opportunity to become, you know, your potential and just like 2Fit basically in every single area of your life. So spiritually, you know, financially, in your business, in your relationships, in fitness, you know, the way you treat your body, the way you treat others. Yeah, just kind of off the top of my head, that's what came to my mind. How about you, Joshua?
Yeah, along the same lines. I mean, I think it's very easy as well to kind of constantly be trying to tweak and implement to achieve this, you know.
Oh, this is coming from you?
You can try to tweak and tweak and tweak, and I'm certainly, you know, at fault there. It's easy to constantly refine. But I think it's looking at all areas of your life. And we know a guy who leads an entrepreneurship group that he kind of, his name's Tom Hill, and he advocates like these six wheels of life, you know, in financial relationship. We've all heard similar things along those lines. And I think it's looking at each area of your life and, you know, where can I be efficient? What matters to me the most? And I think a lot of it comes down to time, you know, is the time you spend on your health, the time you spend on your nutrition, whether that's cooking, meal prep, eating out, the time you spend with your family, that's our greatest asset. And I think that it's easy to look back on a day or a week and feel like, man, I just blew, you know, I could add up 8 to 10 hours, you know, this week. You can feel like that a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I think when you find that you're being very efficient and very intentional with your time, then kind of things fall into place.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think there's a lot, you can get so much done when you are intentional, and you can also just lose so much time when you don't have some sort of direction.
It's very easy to do.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you guys are working on now?
Oh man, we got a lot in the works. I think you set us up for this question there. We are actually kind of in a unique and really fun phase, I guess, in our lives and also with the business. On the business side of things, as we've been talking about that, we actually are phasing out our current inventory, the Moxie and Rally that you mentioned, and actually we'll basically having a relaunch this May. Where we're going to have new packaging, a brand new website. We got a video campaign where you can see myself and Joshua in some cool epic slums.
So epic.
So it's pretty epic. What else? We got some new flavors coming out. We're going to have single serve packets, which was a big ask from our customer base. We're excited to deliver on that to these guys. Anything? Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. Just a lot of big things and a whole new look for 2Fit. So I know we're really excited. It's been a lot of work through the winter and the launch it got pushed back a little later than we had planned, but I think it was all for the better. And
Entrepreneur's dream. We just scored our first office/warehouse. So got out of the local Starbucks chasing Wi-Fi every day scene. So that's going to be exciting.
That's very exciting. Awesome. Okay, so before we wrap up, I'm going to ask you some signature questions. So tell me, what do you feel is your greatest asset?
Since we kind of already touched on this, I'm going to take this before Joshua does. I'm going to say time. That's one thing you don't get back.
I think my greatest asset is, and I'll probably use this one, is meditation, because I meditate often, many times more than once a day, and I think it leads me to be very detached from situations and to kind of have this common ground regardless of what scenario I'm in. That's always my goal, is that I'm not reactionary or emotional. Mm-hmm. It's easy to get emotional. I think it's important to get emotional sometimes and get fired up, but it's also important to kind of come back and see the situation for what it is, not through your own individual lens.
I couldn't agree more. So true. Too often, like in those moments where something's happening, if we can get overwhelmed by those emotions, but if we can just step back, like you said, and detach from the situation and just really see it for what it is and not take it so personally, it really, you know, we can move through those situations so much better.
Absolutely.
Okay. If you guys weren't in your current career, what would you like to attempt?
I know I would, this might be, cheating because I did actually attempt this, but I became really obsessed with the Navy SEALs back in college.
Yeah,
and unfortunately I didn't find out about these guys until then, but and of course they get a whole lot of publicity now, but I read just about every book under the sun from those guys, and actually my career path took it went down multiple different paths before finally arriving where I am now. But yeah, I would have loved to have been a special forces guy, specifically a SEAL. Just what they do, really. You know, I just love reading about those guys. I could read and just love to be around that culture. You know, and so yeah, that's what I would love to do.
I remember I was reading a book about one of our Australian guys, and when I was reading about the training that they go through, I just was so amazed, and it's crazy. And I agree with you. It's so fascinating. I personally wouldn't be one, but I love hearing about the stories and the training that they have to go through to get to where they are. Okay. Tell me the best piece of wisdom that your parents gave you.
I don't know if they ever gave me one piece of wisdom. My parents aren't very, I guess they don't really speak heavy words like that. My parents personally, I have a wonderful relationship with them. Actually, an only child, so I grew up with my parents and a lot of their adult friends and was around a lot of older people. But my parents were great at getting me out, played every sport under the sun growing up. But I think that what they really instilled with me was just a belief that I would always be able to do anything I really wanted to. And I know that sounds cliche, but I was really blessed in that sense that my parents never told me no when I had an idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that really helped propel me.
Yeah, very powerful, definitely.
Jacob?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I also know no one piece of advice comes to mind, but I can tell you the best gift I received from both my parents. I was lucky enough to grow up in a Christian home, and they've they gave me the Christian faith that I have today and those morals that come with it. And it's been my, you know, my guiding compass and what I can always lean on every single day. And it's what guides my life. So I thank them for that and the example that they set for me there.
All right. Well, that wraps up our time for today, guys. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Monica.
All right, take care.